With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump traveling to Mount Pocono, Pennsylvania today to deliver a speech focused on affordability and economic issues. The event is being held at the Mount Airy Casino Resort. It marks one of the president's few domestic trips this term, aimed at addressing cost of living concerns. Meanwhile, the Labor Department reports job openings held steady at 7.7 million in October. That's according to its latest JOLTS release. Republican strategist Aaron McGuire believes the president needs to take the lead in defending his economic policies and how they're helping the country.
Well, there are plenty of economic indicators that show that the Trump doctrine on the economy is working. The American people aren't feeling it. And this is where President Trump, as a communicator-in-chief, can step in and do what Joe Biden refused to do, which is acknowledge that hardship, talk about what's being done, and show the American people that this path is working.
McGuire spoke with the Salem Radio Network. President Trump says Ukraine must be willing to make concessions if it wants to put an end to the war with Russia, and that includes ceding some territory.
They have to play ball. If they don't read agreements, potential agreements, you know, it's not easy with Russia because Russia has the upper hand, and they always did. They're much bigger.
The president's comments, courtesy of Politico. A federal judge ruled this week that President Trump's order to halt all new wind energy leasing is unlawful. That's a disappointment for EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin.
Wind, obviously, is an intermittent source. It's not baseload power. It is not reliable. And once you produce the energy through it, then you have to store it. And that creates transmission.
On Wall Street, near the close, the Dow is down 141 points, the NASDAQ up 32, the S&P 500 off by just about 2 points. This is SRN News. One Missouri lawmaker taking on transgenderism.
Republican State Senator Joe Nicola has introduced a bill that would bar teachers and other public school officials from helping children live as the opposite sex. The legislation states that school employees are forbidden, quote, from encouraging minor students in their social transition, defined as engaging in certain activities with the goal of helping a student become perceived as a member of the opposite biological sex. Michael Harrington reporting.
A debate is raging in Australia over auto insurance discounts for so-called non-binary people. Insurers traditionally charge young male drivers more than females because they do tend to have more accidents. But as Australian companies add non-binary as an option in their quoting system, customers complain the algorithm appears to treat non-binary applicants as even lower risk, sometimes even below those female rates. This is SRN News. The Trump administration is facing a lawsuit seeking the immediate release of a memo providing the legal justification for U.S. military strikes on drug boats. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The lawsuit was filed by the American Civil Liberties Union, the American Civil Liberties Union Foundation, and the Center for Constitutional Rights. The Department of Justice, including its Office of Legal Counsel, Department of State, and the Department of Defense, now named the Department of War, are listed as defendants. In the lawsuit, the ACLU said it was seeking the immediate release of the legal opinion authored by the Office of Legal Counsel concerning the U.S. military's claimed authority to carry out lethal strikes on civilian boats that the U.S. government asserts are carrying drugs. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Microsoft has announced its largest ever Asia investment of $17.5 billion in India to enhance cloud and artificial intelligence infrastructures over the next 4 years. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.